Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Finally!
Give it up, Mr. Direct.
Woo!
Mr. Direct, are you crazy?
Woo!
I want you to join me.
He has his own real talk. Give it up for Mr. Direct.
How many times have you done this show? How many times have you done this show and you know not to have the volume turned all the way up?
Yeah.
You have done this show, I don't know how many times. You know what's ironic? This is our 2-year anniversary of you doing this show. And you, of course, have the thing on full fucking blast that everyone at home can hear. You are
I like the attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It's your man, Mr. Direct, doing what he does best. We are here live on Wacky Wednesdays, doing what we do best, giving you that real talk, the fire, the flavor, the funk, like only your man, Mr. Direct, can. And we already started on a bad note. Somebody, first of all, I thanked her for not ever using the compliment. You know, you speak very well. I've known her for 2 years and she's never given me the compliment. Thank you so much. You know who she is. You love her. She is Lainey Ventura. Okay. What's going on, Lainey? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Aside from the fact that my volume
is
up.
Yeah, your volume's up now again.
Well,
just keep going.
Is it?
Yeah, I got you. Keep going.
What are you talking about? No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm happy to be here. This is a fun night. I'm feeling good.
Just,
you know,
I'm done.
And I just wanted to tell you that we've known each other for a long time, and there's something that I've always wanted to tell you.
Don't say it.
You speak so beautifully.
at least it's beautifully. You know, you speak so beautifully.
You speak so beautifully.
I can accept that. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And guess who else we have on the show, in case you guys didn't know? Really? Really?
We planned this out.
This is like practice. Like,
we
people are just
out
practicing this shit.
This is like, just a tech run.
We're going to make this as bad as it is. You know how? We're just going to turn the show on that we can watch while we're doing a show. Yeah. So that way, we could just have it just blast all over the place.
Yeah.
What you heard over there is the author extraordinaire who decided to join us tonight. She personally has written, she's into erotica, is that correct?
It is, yes. I
need you to speak up a little bit so everyone can hear you.
Yes, I'm very into it.
So
who
you're
isn't?
You're into erotica.
Into erotica, and I write erotica.
Okay, I think I have you on the wrong show. That is the adult conversation.
She needs to be on for the adult conversation. Yes.
So
yes.
We will have you back for the adult conversation. You are no longer allowed to be on our show.
I want to come to that show.
No, you are not allowed.
Oh,
Tony. Your wife is not allowed on the adult conversation by any means. No, it won't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know who it is. You know what we're doing. It is Wacky Wednesdays, like only your man, Mr. Direct, can bring you Wacky Wednesdays. We're having so much fun already. We're starting to. And I don't know what to tell you. We have a lot of things to talk about. Lainey already insulted me with the what was it? Your good looking shit. Okay, we're good. I'm upset.
That was
with that.
A compliment.
It doesn't come off like a compliment.
This is why I don't
saying.
Give you compliments, because you take everything
no,
as an insult.
No, it was not a compliment. It was an insult. We've already
no,
talked about
it?
That. That's a different
I
show.
I was saying
the black
that
experience.
I think you're very good looking.
That's a you keep giving me good. You give me reasons to say the name of all my shows.
Yeah.
You guys heard her in the background. You know
yes.
her. You love her.
Woo.
Her rant is starting to take off. You guys got to check her out
yes.
on my page. It is Little L doing
Little
a
L.
rant. She does
Hello,
rants.
Everyone. You can't see me, but you can hear my crazy ass pop off. Every now and then, you know how I do, bringing the craziness, the ridiculousness.
That's what you call it, the craziness,
yes,
the ridiculousness. Okay.
Why can't we see her?
Because we don't have an extra camera
yeah.
for her.
Oh, so it's a production value thing.
Yes, it is production value.
Back to that again.
Why you gotta go there?
Why are you talking shit? Big ups to my friend Sasha Denisova at home, who officially has her lesbian corporate haircut. She always takes a picture of herself with a new haircut. So I just sent her a message. I'm like, great lesbian corporate haircut.
Did that make her happy?
Oh my gosh, she laughed her ass
off.
Okay. She's like Miss Corporate. She gets it.
Oh, okay.
It's like the
just
power,
making sure.
It's the power haircut. Like, yes, it's short. It looks a little feminine, but it also makes
but
me look
like,
authoritative.
Damn girl. Yeah, we like that. It's the damn
that's
girl.
Sexier.
Yeah.
Damn
you
girl.
Know? And she's not a lesbian, which makes it even funnier. If you get hit on by a lot of women, just so you know, you put yourself in that market. Do not blame me. It is
no,
not my
it's
fault.
A, listen, if a woman is hitting on you, you are looking good.
Yeah, I
oh,
I mean,
come on.
It depends on the girl. There's some women, though. There's some women,
because guys will hit on anybody.
No,
but a girl is... Women are a little pickier.
Let's stop. Hold on. Let's stop the monotony right now. This is bullshit. Men will not hit on just anything.
Is that so?
I have taste. I have impeccable taste. Okay? Will not be seen in anybody underneath a five. If you are under a five, I won't be seen in public with you.
Okay, so give it, what determines a five? What gets you a five?
Beauty is all subjective.
Okay.
Okay. For me, I need to know, number one, she can't wear a lot of makeup.
Okay.
So she has to be naturally attractive. A lot of makeup is the instant turnoff.
Okay.
Two, she has to have very, not defined features, but almost dramatic features. You know what I mean?
Like chiseled?
But, like natural, of? Yes.
Like high cheekbones,
yes.
And big lips.
Stuff like that. Oh,
like
big lips
eyes.
Is fucking sexy. Big lips is some sexy shit. If you guys at
and
home
I
don't
totally
know,
go there.
Let your man Mr. Direct tell you right now. Big lips is some sexy. When you see a woman and she's got those full lips, that is some sexiness.
Why do you think we all use the lip liner and the plumper?
That's true. That is very true.
When the shit wears off, your shits go back down to two little pieces of bologna just rubbing. Nothing's worse than trying to kiss somebody with two little pieces of bologna.
Bologna lips?
Listen, don't tell me you've never seen somebody with no lips.
Don't come near me with those bologna lips.
Exactly. Yeah. Stay the hell away. Like, oh, you got
bologna
lips.
He's going to say that next time he meets someone.
You got bologna lips.
I've never heard that.
What do you mean you never heard that?
I never heard bologna lips.
I actually stole that joke from another comic. Bologna lips is a joke. Eddie Murphy tells the joke. I'm just going to
leave it alone. It's an Eddie Murphy? I love Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Well, you're a Jewish girl from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, I am. Is that a thing? Jewish girls from Brooklyn love Eddie Murphy?
I mean, of course you would love. I mean, you're a Jewish girl from Brooklyn. You and Eddie are about the same age. You're roughly.
He's like 15 years older than
no,
you.
No, he's not.
Okay. What's wrong with you?
Never.
Do you not get it?
That's revenge for the shit you started with.
I was giving him a compliment and he takes it as an insult.
No, it was an insult. You insulted me.
I did not insult you.
It is okay. We've gotten past that.
Complimenting you.
We've gotten that. So back
clearly
to it.
We're not past it at all.
We are, but we said that beauty's subjective, right?
Yes,
so
I
now,
agree.
Also for me.
What else do you like?
I like a natural curve. I like
you girls, like a curvy girl.
Girls that strive to be skinny are like kind of turn offish for me.
Yeah.
Like she could be really beautiful and have a lot of characteristics, but it's there's something about a woman with curves that you can kind of
touch. You can grab onto it.
Yeah, like you can
so
grab
here's
it.
The thing,
and
women
it's, you know, it's a feel thing.
Yeah.
Like when I can feel I'm like,
it and feels good. You're digging your
I
hands in there.
I dated a girl and she lost a lot of weight, and now when my hands on her hip, it just, it's like
slides off.
It's a hip bone. It's like, I'm like, ugh.
See, that's what's funny, because women, all we want is we want all those bones popping out. We want like skinny as a rail, but men they don't like that. But women want to be as skinny as possible with bones popping out, and men like a little
disgusting.
Junk in the trunk.
No, it's disgusting. I can't. We can agree to disagree on that one. It ain't happening.
No, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying as a woman, that's what we like. But I know that men like curves, and that's a good thing.
Real men like curves.
Real men like curves.
Oh, my God. You ready?
What?
I said this a couple of years ago on a thread when I was living in Minneapolis. I said, real men love curves, because this girl was talking about when one of those plus models was on Sports Illustrated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote in, real men loves curves. What do you mean? Got all in their feelings.
The skinny girls got upset.
Oh, what do you mean real men love curves? My girl's about 110 pounds. I'm all man. Okay, so first you had to tell me that your girl was 110 pounds. Next you had to tell me that you're all man. Why?
Okay, but
why are you upset because I say real men love curves? People have said that for decades. For decades.
But what you're not talking about is the plus size model that was on the cover was probably a size 8.
You know what? And you're right.
I know.
And the average size.
I know.
Isn't the average size woman actually a 10 to 12 or
Well, they don't
14?
Make sizes correctly anymore. They mess around with the sizes a lot now, but for the most part, most women are probably, I don't know, between a 6 and a 10 or a 12. It depends. I think it also depends where you are geographically.
You could have a point. I'm very big, like I said, it's all subjective. I don't care what anyone says.
Yep.
It's all subjective. I think at the end of the day, when I look at what I do, I go for Mediterranean look too.
Well,
like,
exotic
blondes are not my thing, yeah. But brunettes are like, oh,
so what do you,
shit.
I'm sorry. What are you trying to say? You're not going to hit on me?
He insulted both of us in one
shot. Yeah, I'm so insulted right
yeah,
now.
Me too, even though my hair is like, so not really blonde.
I'm really
I'm
sure.
I'm not a real
I'm
blonde.
I'm really sure your feelings are upset because I would say that
I'm
I wouldn't date
offended.
A blonde. Okay, well, be offended because it's only going to get worse. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who we are. You know what we do. This is Mr. Direct's Real Talk, and we are having what's called the Wacky Wednesdays. We have so much to talk about. Little L, tell them what we got to talk about.
Oh, my God. So, okay, we're going to talk about parents that are divided over the Black Panther costume. Okay, we have that. We have controversial costumes, the most 16 offensive Halloween costumes that you shouldn't wear this year. Ooh. Interesting. A woman that. In viral video about she was what was this thing she was fired
she
about?
She wouldn't let a man
into his own apartment. This white woman wouldn't let a black man into his own apartment.
There's more to that story and what they put on the. Yeah, what they put out there
fired.
Made it sound like she was really racist, but I think once, if you really read it.
Oh, we got some twist. We got a twist to that.
Yeah.
I told y'all. I did it in my rant. We're going to talk about it, though. And what else we got?
Okay.
What
and then did they kill off Roseanne properly? You know, yesterday was the premiere of The Conners without Roseanne. And I didn't watch it, so I DVR'd it. I am going to watch it.
Don't watch that shit.
And, did they do it properly? Like, did they hang her
out.
Or cut her
no,
up into
pieces? Not really. When we talk about it.
Not really.
when we talk about it.
It was
like,
a
really?
Hot topic.
Yeah,
but yes, not
I know,
really.
I know. But, you know, she's a loon.
But you know what? I'm glad that you said that because basically they paid homage to the fact that she's a loon.
Yeah.
They paid homage to it. Like, you couldn't have thought of a better way to do it. Nope. Perfect. It was gold.
Yeah.
But that's what we do because that's what we do here on Mr. Direct's Real Talk. We talk about a lot of things. Before we get going, first of all, Monica, I want you to, you know, tell people about yourself a little bit. Let the listeners and the viewers at home know a little bit about Monica D. Simone, the erotic writer over there that says she's into erotica too. Nasty mother father. Go ahead and just talk about it. We just want to know. Just go ahead.
Well, I have two books out published. I'm an indie author, which is basically a very expensive hobby at the moment, according to my accountant, who is my uncle. I write. I have a Coach of Shadow trilogy, which is based off of the McAvoy girls.
Make sure you're talking to that mic.
Oh,
that's all.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I just got to make sure.
And
there you go.
It follows the McAvoy girls after the passing of their father. I initially started to write after the passing of my dad, and it was my way of expressing and getting out my feelings and working through the stages of death because it was my last parent who passed. You know, I write what I know, which is football, and that it's Coach's Shadow Trilogy. And unfortunately, it is based off of the Giants. Sorry, I am a Steelers fan.
Yeah,
and,
I noticed that on the page.
Huge Steelers fan.
Technically, you're safe here. I'm a Jets fan. So you can talk all you want about them crappy-ass Giants.
Okay. However,
Curtis ain't going to be too happy.
I did
what up,
spend
Big Daddy?
Time.
Big
Daddy Curtis. I did spend time when I worked for the Giants. And so when I'm talking about the training facility and the environment there, it's pretty much first person knowledge, and which, you know, is always good. My
Are
dad
we gonna
was
talk about that later. You worked for the Giants?
I actually worked for the company that handled all of their printers and copiers and managed the suites.
Okay,
for the company.
Well, you live up in that area, right?
I do. Yes, I'm in Lower Bergen County.
Okay,
I'm a Texas girl who now lives in Jersey.
Dad was eye opener.
I actually enjoy living in Jersey. You know, where else can I'm you know, a stone's throw away from the Meadowlands and 5 minutes away from Manhattan, and you know, what greater
isn't
thing
that,
for a girl that likes to
area?
Advent?
Like, you can get to anything and everything like so quickly and so easily.
I mean, honestly, I can get booze delivered. I mean, that for a writer, that is the best
I'm
thing ever.
I'm
going
to get fucked up and I don't have to leave the house. What are you doing? I'm just delivering that fifth of gin. Please, just deliver the fifth of gin. I got more writing to do.
I am a firm believer. You know, I you know, write drunk, edit sober. So, yeah.
Nice. Oh, I like that.
I like that.
Write drunk, edit sober. Write drunk, but don't hit send.
Yeah. Don't hit send.
Oh, well, I never... I never drunk text. That gets me in trouble. Unless it's to my sister, and then I'm usually apologizing for anything I say for like a week.
I don't mind drunk texting. Because usually I'm always texting to get some booty, so it's okay.
Does it work?
Whatever I'm saying at that point, because I know I'm trying to get booty, it's all in the lines of getting, I'm just more honest.
Okay, so
do you miss me? No, I want to get laid. What the fuck?
What do you say?
I'm forgetting this shit.
What do you say to get booty? Is that all you say? I want to get laid? I
mean, when you have that understanding, of course you can say that.
If you're getting a text anytime after 12, it's a booty call.
It's a booty call?
Well, I mean,
it is a booty call. Don't dress it up in a pretty dress.
You've been married for 18 years, so I mean, for you, that wouldn't make sense.
Every day is a booty call.
Exactly. Every day. You know, like you got it at home.
Not.
You have it at home.
I do.
But for us on the outside, right?
You have to call for it. Sometimes you got to call it in.
Sometimes you got to make a phone call.
You got to get your booty delivered. Booty delivery.
And it's not always the best thing in the world. No. I will be honest about that. It's not. Sometimes you're like, yo, did I really have to go through all that? Because like at the end of it,
sometimes you just need to get laid.
When you drunk text someone, sometimes you don't realize because you're like, I just want to get some.
How bad they were.
Then you realize like after they come over and do it, you're like, damn.
They're not leaving.
I wasted 20 minutes texting and I got 5 minutes of the worst piece of ass ever.
5 minutes?
What 5 minutes.
You're not doing it right.
No. Listen.
That is... I'm sorry. I'm so very sorry for you.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me.
You got to read some of these
like
here books.
Second half? It starts off with the sex scene.
Yes.
You're going to read.
I'm excited for this.
Out of break number two and out of break number three, the two middle breaks, you're going to read some... I want you to choose some hot shit. Okay. So we're going to talk about that. And now that we know you work for Giants, we know that you had a thing for one of the mother fathers, the Giants players or the coaches. And that's where you wrote the shit. That's fine.
No.
It's okay.
Hey now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was a football coach.
Whatever gets the pen moving across the paper.
Have you ever seen the video of the white girl on Ohio State and she's looking at the football player as he walks by and you could just see her mouth like literally watering and like she caught herself, but like she didn't know the camera was there. So you could just see her following him. And she's like, and when you see it, you're like, that has to be the fun. Like, you watch it and you're like, I've seen that look before. She totally looked like, ooh, I could just eat him alive.
Yeah.
So that you was the girl. You was the girl, Monica. It's understandable.
I think we've all had those moments.
We have.
I haven't for football players, but for gymnasts,
hell yeah.
For gymnasts, I've watched the U.S. Olympics.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Woo! I sit there with in volleyball.
And
I sit
there with,
oh my I sit god!
There with, this is,
I sit and there across. No, I sit there it's with the popcorn. Thighs. I sit there with popcorn
and golf.
My friends are like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Look, volleyball's on."
Oh my god! I can't.
It's what we do. I'm just saying. Let me tell you, volleyball season for men is like the most highly watched. Like, they think that when it spikes, because ESPN shows it because people watch it. It's not showing because people like volleyball. It's because good-looking tall girls.
Oh, you mean the like beach volleyball?
Around. No, even the college one. They're walking around, most of them, with the short shorts. So they boys is popping out. Listen, that right there, if your man still can get it up, that's Viagra.
I think
if you see your man watching college volleyball, now if you see your man watching men's college volleyball, yo, that's not.
You got a problem. I think beach volleyball, that's sexy.
Beach volleyball, sexy.
Yeah, those girls.
But they don't show. They show it, but they don't advertise it the way ESPN advertises it. And it's the women's volleyball is more popular than the men's volleyball.
Yeah.
Take a guess why? Because that's a flipper. Like, you don't know to go look for it, and you bored. Oh,
ooh.
And you still get away with watching free porn on saying, "Oh, I'm watching sports, babe."
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing? I'm watching volleyball. Look at her spike that ball.
It's the big Pac-12. We had Oregon in Sacramento.
Somebody gave us an angry face.
Somebody. Somebody really? I don't. Where do you see?
I get my stats over here. We got comments in the thread.
Oh yes, yes. Let's can we some read comments some comments? Big ups to Liza. Liza, Luz, Mike, Priscilla, Danielle, my friend Danielle is watching, my friend Mike. We have Cody Lynch said, disclaimer, I didn't text you, the tequila did.
Oh, nice.
Big ups to everybody watching.
Thank you all for watching.
We are going to go to our first break. When we come out of our first break, we're going to jump right into it. What I want to talk about, because we're already, you know, kind of getting into it, I want to talk about the lady that wouldn't let the guy in. We're going to talk about that. Because I have my own theory. I did it in my rant, but I'm going to break it down for you guys even more. Don't go anywhere. It's 1991 with the music.
Woo!
1991 with the music, so don't go anywhere. It's your man, Mr. Direct. Real people, real conversation, always real talk. I think I'm high because I'm talking fast. Doesn't make a difference. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go nowhere. We're doing what we do best. We're giving you that real talk, baby.
To get notifications when we go live, you first have to like our page. After that, select the arrow next to following, scroll down to the pin next to notifications. Now, select all lives post, then click done.
I really fucking hate you.
You don't hate me. You fucking
no, I really
me.
Do though, because fuck you're a fucking you. Asshole. Like,
why the fuck
straight up
be an asshole?
You want to say shit? You want to fucking say shit? Mr. Direct is an asshole. You want to see me punch him in the face? Stay tuned, because it just might happen after this break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Fuck you.
You fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Fucking piece of shit. You are a piece of shit, though.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Hey.
What up? What up?
Hey!
We got some comments. We got to shout some people out. Tony Ventura. Yeah.
Who that? Who Tony?
Who that? Richard Kaufman. He wrote, Mr. Direct, what's up?
What's going on, Richard?
The comeback coach is in the house. Then he wrote, love you guys. See you December 19th.
Yes. Yes, he will be on the show December 19th. He will be part of it. He is going to talk about rehab and getting through when you've been addicted and stuff of that nature. And he like has a vitamin shop. So he's one of these guys that understands recovery and stuff of that nature. So he's really good. And he wrote a book. So I'm really looking
Very
forward
to cool.
I'm trying to get more authors on this show.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
One, a lot of people are starting to go the independent way with being an author and they need exposure. And two, it's most of these people that are authors really know how to talk about what they're doing and they add another flavor to the show. So I love inviting authors on a show. So if you know someone that's an author and they want to get exposed, not be exposed to, no matter what the subject
is. If you would like to expose yourself on our shows
and not expose yourself like that because we want to, well, no, technically we could.
I mean, we could, but like,
by the way, big ups, big ups, big ups. Oh my God, I keep forgetting
the names.
McHenry, Illinois. Big ups to McHenry, Illinois. That's one of the places my show goes out to.
Awesome.
Big ups
Wait,
to Nashville,
speaking
Tennessee.
Hang on. Speaking of speaking well, Illinois?
Illinois.
Illinois?
Illinois, leave me alone.
Like, Illinois. It's Illinois.
I know it's Illinois, but I say the S. Leave me alone. Okay?
But you like speak that. So well.
Exactly. Exactly.
Listen.
I don't.
Share the show.
Oh, I didn't tell y'all yet? If y'all at home, hold on for a second. I
forgot
to do something.
Put the camera on you.
Hold on for a second. If you're at home, please do us a favor and share the show. share the show because we need to get people like hit the share button and tag like two people. Hit share and tag two people.
Yeah,
share the show.
It's really easy. It's not that difficult. You don't have to write an elaborate post. Just hit share.
I think you need to have a hashtag share the show.
Yeah.
Hashtag share the show.
Share the show.
I already use local celebrity. Locally infamous. I love that. That's the best. Local celebrity, locally infamous. We got to jump into this real quick.
Okay.
I want you guys to see this. This is the young lady who was basically seen on camera stopping the guys from going in. I want you guys to see this real quick. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in a second. We're doing what we do.
When you're called a racist, how does that make you feel?
There are truly no words.
That is absolutely false and heartbreaking. And those are words that truly cut deep.
Thornton, who is still legally married to an African-American man, says she would not change one thing about what she did Friday night. Loft resident Lynn Schlosser was mugged 1 year ago in front of the same building's front door. She says she supports Hillary.
Would you have done the same thing?
I do it all the time. I've had even UPS drivers, FedEx, they'll stand and look at me and they'll say, I won't even ask. I said, I'm not going to let you in. Unless you buzz the resident you're going to.
Yeah. So you guys saw that little clip. Mm-hmm. Basically, she was explaining herself, going through it. I wouldn't change anything. I was doing the right thing. She actually called the cops on a gentleman after he took the key and put it in. She did call the, let's be fair, she called the cops. What was your take on that when you saw it, Lainey?
When I first saw the article, and mm-hmm. I said, oh, here we go, another one, you know, calling the cops for no good reason. But then when I actually went in and I read the whole thing, she stated that she asked him, do you live here? She didn't recognize him. She said, do you live here? And I guess he wouldn't give her an answer. He wouldn't show his key fob. And she was told by everyone, I don't know who in the building or if it was the co-op board or somebody said, don't let people. And I've lived in buildings where they say, don't let people in. Don't hold the door for people. So when I read all of that and she said, I was told not to let people in. Somebody was mugged. This is the rule of the building. We can't do it. He wouldn't explain to me that he lives here. And he pushed his way in. Then I thought, well, this doesn't have anything to do with race. This is everything to do with him not being.
Again,
you know,
according to Fox 2 in Missouri, she's still legally married to a black man. Still legally married to a black man. African-American is what they said. They didn't say black, but according to Fox 2 in Missouri, she's legally married to a black man.
So what is this?
So no, we're going to get to it. Just go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Honestly, I think it was more like initially I thought, okay, she's a racist. Once I read,
that was a white woman that said that, y'all. That was a white woman, not the black guy. The white woman said she thought she was racist.
Sorry, initially I thought she was a racist.
Whatever you call it.
however, once I read the article and got a little more information than just the barest clip that the news was initially showing, I think it was more of a safety.
Yeah.
It was for her own safety and her neighbors. Like I live in northern New Jersey. I don't know about you, but I live in a great community, but there are still robberies. There are still people we don't know. We have to watch out and look out for each other, not just ourselves, but we have to take care of each other.
That's a valid point. That's a valid
point. If he lived in the building, though, wouldn't
he? And if he showed the fob, it would have been totally different. If he said, hey, I live in, you know, C16. Here's my key fob. I live here. It would have been different, but he was very evasive.
And shouldn't he have, if he lived in the building, wouldn't he have known also that you have to check and make sure, you know, you don't hold the door open for people?
I will say, if somebody's holding the door open, I have personally walked through. When I lived in a building like that, I have personally walked through, and I think that's a habit a lot of people have. They walk through. They literally, they see the doors open, and it's this, I know I live here. It's not about them.
Right.
It's about knowing that you live there.
That you belong.
So that you belong. Mm-hmm. So your brain naturally says, I have a friend of mine that I'm so close to. What did you see? What's wrong?
There's a spider. Sorry.
Where?
Right here. It's freaking me out.
Where?
Right here. No, it's by me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. It's hanging from like a... It's
dangling.
We got spiders in here. Spiders and crickets.
Crickets. Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't.
Spiders and crickets.
It's crawling.
Oh, yeah, now it's going back up.
It going up its side.